Former D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray announced on WAMU's Kodjo Namdi show that he's mounting a political comeback. Gray talked with Kodjo about why.
Kodjo, I've made a decision that I'm going to run for the Ward 7 seat in the District of Columbia Council.
You spent 8 years representing the entire city, four as council chairman, four as mayor. Why go for the Ward 7 seat instead of the citywide at-large seat?
Well, Ward 7 is home. I've lived in Ward 7 for a very long time. I represented Ward 7 for 2 years before I ran for the council chair seat. There are just any number of people who have come to me and asked me if I would consider running for the seat in Ward 7.
A poll conducted by a PAC formed by your former campaign manager, Chuck Thies, indicated that, according to that poll, you had a good chance of winning either the at-large seat or the Ward 7 seat, but that the Ward 7 seat would probably be less difficult or easier for you to win. Did that factor in your decision?
No, none of these, you know, races are easy by any stretch of the imagination. It really came down to where I thought I could do the most good, and that was as the council member in Ward 7.
The current council member for Ward 7, Yvette Alexander, was once a protege of yours, but you've said that when it comes to Ward 7, people are dissatisfied. What do you feel are the roots of that dissatisfaction?
I was at an ANC meeting a couple of weeks ago, and Councilmember Alexander got up to speak, and the first thing that happened was there was a person that jumped right on her, you know, as soon as she finished her comments, indicating that she hadn't, that her office hadn't been responsive. And I've heard that a lot. So I think whether I got into the race or not, there were people who were ready to try to make a change.
The 2010 investigation isn't completely in your rearview mirror. Just this week, an audit released found that in your 2010 campaign, incomplete records were kept for hundreds of thousands of dollars in contributions. You've said that what they found is unacceptable. You know this is going to come up during this campaign. How do you plan to account for it as the person whose name was at the top of the ticket?
Well, I think the first and foremost, there was no malfeasance that was involved. And what they basically said in the audit was that there were bookkeeping inadequacies, there were bookkeeping errors that were made. I've run four campaigns, you know, 2004, 2006, and then 2014, which was the election campaign, and we've never had a problem with any of those campaigns. But it's not as if there's money missing or anyone took any money or anything like that. It's just a matter of now being able to account for all the money that was spent. And, you know, we're talking about, you know, in one case $12,000, another case, you know, relative to the amount of money that was raised, it was minimal. On the other hand, you know, you want it to be perfect, especially with something like that. I want it to be perfect.
A few years ago, you reached a handshake deal with Walmart where the company committed to build stores in D.C., but Walmart recently announced it was abandoning plans to build two stores on the east side of the city. What would you say now to the person east of the river who felt Walmart was one of the promises made during your time as mayor, and that promise is now going undelivered?
They signed a lease to build in the Skyland Town Center. They signed a lease to build in Capitol Gateway, and they reneged. You know, it was a dastardly act to have done, really horrific to have done to the people of the District of Columbia on the east end of this city. And unfortunately, it once again leaves people with the feeling that folks on the east end got shafted.
Now that it's not moving forward, you're putting it on Mayor Muriel Bowser. You feel,
apparently, that
the Bowser administration did not pay enough attention to this?
Well, I think as mayor, you've got to be on top of these things. That's the job as mayor. It's a job I fulfilled, and it's a job that no matter who the mayor is, the mayor has to take responsibility for those things, Kodjo.
The primary for the D.C. council race is in June.